بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم یا ایها الذین آمنوا اذکروا اللہ ذکرا کثیرا صدق اللہ العظیم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, it is only the fadl and the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again that Allah has given us the tawfiq and ability to gather here in his house, in his masjid, and our mothers and sisters at home, to take his Mubarak name. In these times of great challenges, fitnas, especially this time of the year, when there are so many attractions, so many things pulling us away from the masjid, so many things pulling us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when there's so much of ghaflat, in some areas, there's only zina taking place, there's only sharab taking place, there's whining and dining. So people become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's a heavy attack from nafs and shaitan to deviate our hearts, to take us into a wretched and miserable life, a life which is void of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, when Allah gives us this opportunity of taking His name, we should make abundant shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have not come here on our own. We don't have the strength. But it is the talab a person has to connect himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all want to become Allah walas. Allah wala is not a person who is an old person, that now almost is leaving the world and is now going to pass away and now is making Allah Allah. No. I had a chance of meeting a youngster this morning. So he had SMS to say he needs to see me regarding some spiritual guidance. And normally when a youngster will come to you or email you, you think of some very serious things, very serious matters. Either some affair, either some problem that already he encountered with some woman, or he's on drugs, Allah Ta'ala save our youth. I spent a few minutes, almost half an hour, I was amazed by the questions this youngster posed. I could see the talab in his heart to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has given up music, television. He is so conscious about his salat. He goes regularly for salat. He wants to be only in good company. Any music that's being played, not even very close by, it irks him. And this is the kind of youngsters we do have also. Sometimes you get an image of the youngsters, the youth, all lost. But there are so many out there who are searching, they are looking to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many times we become the barrier. We as parents don't encourage them. The moment the person starts frequenting the masjid, I'm asking, you became a Maulvina. Oh, you're a big buzrug now. No, we should encourage them. How happy such parents should be that their children are not frequenting the gambling dens. They're not whiling away their time in zina clubs. They should be so happy. Such a youngster who is nurtured in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, he will be under the special shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are selected people who will be under the saya, the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst them is this youth, this youngster. Nasha'a fi ibadatillah, who grew up in the ibadat of Allah. He's so conscious about his tilawat, his dhikr, listening only to dini programs. So of course, the person has to be given the right dosages also. It doesn't just happen, the person gets too much of josh and then afterward everything fizzles out. So he has to be monitored, nurtured in the right, the tarbiyah has to be made correctly. But what I'm saying is that there are many youngsters out there who have seen probably the evils around and they do not want to be found in such company. They want to be living in a pious company. They want to have these pure hearts. Like the seven sleepers, the Ashab-e-Kahf, those seven youngsters, who could not tolerate the wrongs that were taking place in that society, where they were worshipping idols, etc. And they moved away. They stood up and they were firm, they were devoted, they were loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah strengthened their hearts, and you know the entire episode, how they sought refuge in a cave. Amazing story. So even the youth of this time, we should not neglect them. In fact, we need to give them more attention. We need to put our hands over their shoulders. We need to welcome them when they come to the masjid. Yes, as youngsters, they will make mistakes. So very, with a lot of diplomacy, with hikmat, overlook those mistakes, rectify them. But these are our young blood. If we are not going to give them the correct tarbiyah today, then I promise you, the advancement of technology today, the things that one sees, and myself, I'm not so acquainted with all this tweets and Twitter and all these things, but recently some person has showed me more things, and really, 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 it pains a person's heart. I just can't understand how, as Muslims, people who have iman, I don't understand the reason for us, first of all, having these things. You want to inform the whole ummah as to all, for every step that you are taking, if you're going somewhere, then I'm here and I'm there. Then there's a gallery of photographs and pictures that you send. They are non-Muslim disbelievers who are your followers. You're informing them, they're informing you. There are such statements that are made. Allah save us, some of these statements are very dangerous statements we make. It becomes a mockery of deen. Perhaps in the beginning we have noble intentions. We have very good intentions, or intentions are pure. But what we are not realizing is that we are restricted by Shariat. And the Shariat is absolutely beautiful. It is absolutely easy. It is a pure Shariat. It's not a Shariat that makes life difficult. Yes, there are restrictions. There are prohibitions for our own benefit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us in the character and the way and life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is an akmal way of life, a most perfect and most complete. It is ashal, the most easiest way of life, and ajmal, it's a life full of beauty. We don't understand this garb that we have, the sunnah that we have, the salat that we have, the recitation that we have, the adhan that we have, what an impact it has on the disbelievers. So we have taken everything for granted, therefore we don't appreciate. Let us make up our minds that we want to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever our condition is. Every one of us are sinners. Nobody is perfect sitting here. We've come here to make tawbah. This majlis is a majlis of tawbah. It is a majlis of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which we will learn how to make zikr. The actual object is to make zikr of Allah all the time. At home, in solitude, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our lives must be in accordance to Quran and Hadith. That is zikr. Our dealings will be correct. Our akhlaq must be correct. Let us have those soft hearts. We become angry over small petty things at home, with our friends, with our relatives, with our business partners. Over silly things, we become angry. In the masjid also, we don't display the correct akhlaq. When we are traveling also, there's no akhlaq. Let us have those soft hearts. Rasulullah speaks about people who are hayyinun, layyinun, who have soft hearts, who are kind to people, who are compassionate to people. This is the true Muslim. This is a believer. And wherever he goes, he does not become affected by the environment around him, but he affects the environment around him. He's a believer. Sahaba ikram, if they would go to the palaces of the Persian kings and Roman kings, that they would not become mar'oob and awestruck by looking at the glitter and glamour over there. We mentioned the Monday majlis of Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala. The Sahaba did not even dare look at the beautiful shops and malls as they entered the city, or as they entered this huge fort. They looked down, the gaze was down. Their hearts were connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is this Hayatul Tayyiba, which we hear from Mashaykh, a ba lutf zindagi, a pleasant life, life full of happiness. There's no wretchedness, there's no misery. A person who is involved in gunas and gunas, and he persists in gunas, his life is miserable. He can feel the misery. He's looking for an escape. He's looking for a malja, a manja. And the only malja and manja is Allah. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا ملجأ ولا منجأ منك إلا إليك. Allah is the only source of refuge. The only person who can give us that happiness is Allah. The only person who gives us the serenity is Allah. Let us be honest to ourselves when we sit in the dhikr majlis, any dhikr majlis, and we sincerely, with full dedication, with full dhyan, when we take the name of Allah in the most beautiful way, and we get that mithas, the sweetness of Allah, the name of Allah. At that time we forget all our sins. In fact, we make tawbah. At that time we feel such sukoon. At that time you want to shed those tears. At that time your heart is now crying because you realize you've got an Allah. You've got a creator who's watching you all the time, who loves you very dearly, who is so kind, who's bestowed upon you thousands and thousands of favors. Remember those times when we were sick. Remember those times when we were in problems and difficulties. Remember the times when we were in financial problems. Remember the time when there was some domestic problem. Who came to our rescue? It was Allah. Remember the time when the child was so sick and the doctors had given hope, or there was an accident. Allah protect us. Allah save us. Who came to our rescue? Who helped us? Who gave us that consolement? It was only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then why do we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah has given us some happiness, some prosperity? Sahaba would remember Allah in all times. That's why we find our mashayikh Allah say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Praise be to Allah on all conditions. Whether I'm poor, whether I'm rich, whether I'm sick, whether I'm healthy, whether I'm fit, whether I'm weak, whether I am at home, whether I'm in the public, wherever I may be, I praise my Allah. We have got such a great asset, such a great gift. We have got an Allah. But this we have to keep on reminding ourselves. A life without Allah is not life. There is no zindagi, there is maut. A life with Allah, yes, we will develop our stages. Each person has a different connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I cannot get the type of connection that the Anbiya alayhi wasallam had. The type of connection that Rasulullah had with Allah, you and I can never get that type of connection. Those are the prophets of Allah, the Anbiya of Allah. Then we have the awliya, the different awliya, the different ranks in the awliya. They also had different ranks. Even if we write at the bottom also, then too, but we are connected to who? To Allah. Even that little connection with Allah, that little connection of Allah, will illuminate our entire heart. And will bring to us such happiness, such sukoon, such ecstasy, such joy. We will get such hidayat, such guidance. Like we mentioned the other day, that one buzurg had, Sher ka dil. Your heart will become the heart of a lion. Then you will not become awestruck with all the challenges around you. Then you will stand up on haq and you will not fear the reproaching, rebuking of any person as long as you are on Quran and Sunnah. But Allah is so kind. Allah in His divine plan, those people who will insult you, those people who will make life difficult for you, those people who will cast disparaging remarks against you, they will become thorns in your path. Allah has a divine plan that those same people then come and flock to you. A time comes when inverted commas, they become your murids. We don't want any murids, we're just using this as an example. The same people who threw Rasulullah out of Makkah, they had no mercy. What happened later? So many of them embraced Islam. Hind, when she actually chewed the liver of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, she had cursed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She hated Islam. But Fatih Makkah took place when Allah blessed her with hidayat. Within seconds, there is this transformation. And what did she mention to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? From all the people on the earth, I hated you the most. Your face was aqbah. I hated you the most. But now I love you the most. The deen of Islam I hated, I despised. But now I love your deen. Umar radiallahu ta'ala is actually going to assassinate Rasulullah. Hidayat takes place. Transformation takes place. He's just like a sheep before Rasulullah. And then such iman is developed within seconds that now because of his insistence, then the Sahaba now no longer read Salat in Dari Arqam. But he says, Ya Rasulullah, Alasna ala haqq, aren't we on truth? Should we not read Salat in the Haram? Why should we be scared? And then Rasul gives them permission. And we know the contributions of Umar radiallahu ta'ala for Islam. Like this, there are thousands of examples. One Sahabi sends the other person to go and kill Rasulullah. Why? Because their family members, their friends were killed in Battle of Badr. So he actually takes his sword and his poison placed there and he goes to kill Rasulullah. He wasn't a Sahabi at the time. He was a disbeliever. And his friend is sitting there and he's waiting. And he says, he tells the people of Makkah, soon you will hear such news that will delight you. You will hear terrific news. Just wait for it. Not knowing what's going to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him. He gives hidayat. Hidayat is in his hands. And therefore every single day, what are we reading in salat? Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. We might think that we have iman, mashallah. But to preserve this iman, we need this hidayat. To be guided every second of our life. In all our activities, we need hidayat from Allah. Without hidayat, we'll be amongst the dhalin. We'll be amongst those who are astray. And therefore, we need Allah's hidayat. So this sahabi, he goes, and he enters Medina, and the first person he sees is Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Allah had blessed Umar radiallahu ta'ala with a very keen eye. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala just sees him, and he says, you have got some hidden agenda. And he grabs him, brings him to Rasulullah s.a.w. Rasulullah tells him, release him, leave him, Umar. And then Rasulullah s.a.w. tells him, what have you come for? He says, no, I've come for my son. He's been captured, I need to ransom him, etc. Rasulullah says, no. What about the plan that you have made with your friend to assassinate me? He says, he gets a shock of his life. And finally he gives up. He admits, he confesses, and he embraces Islam. It's a long story how he goes back, and his friend thinks now he's going to give the news that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam assassinated, and he sees this person has accepted Islam. And finally, this person also, later on, is a long story how he embraced Islam. May Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat. The point here is that we have come to listen to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wasn't well. But it is the talab of the people who are around us. Of course, nobody insisted. In fact, one of our doctors here insisted that there's no program. But mashallah, we've got people from far and wide coming from Port Shepstone, from some brothers from Joburg, we've got some brothers from Bolton. They have come here just to attend the Dhikr Majlis. So obviously, if people have some talab, then we don't know who's Amin in the Dua, who's Dhikr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. And all of us will be blessed. Haji Imdadullah rahmatullahi alayhi, somebody asked him, joked, or somebody said, Hafiz Amin Shaheed was his peer by. I say, Imdadullah, everybody comes. You don't even waste time. You just give them bayat so quickly. Many people have taken bayat to Haji Imdadullah rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the sheikh of so many of our mashayikh. He's known as Sayyid al-Taifa. So Hafiz Zamin Shaheed or another buzuk said, Imdadullah, anybody comes, you just give them bayat so quickly, make them your murids. As though you want so many murids. So Haji Imdadullah rahmatullahi said, Aray bhai, I am nothing. I'm so weak. But I have this hope. That these people who have taken bayat and they are murid, through their tawbah, their istighfar, their taqwa on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will forgive Imdadullah also. These are the true Allah walas. They were genuine, they were sincere, they had ikhlas. May Allah Ta'ala grant us that ikhlas. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah shower us with His choicest mercies. May Allah give us afiyat, safety, security from all types of calamities. Yes, we will get sick, we will have health, there will be trials, there will be challenges in life. This is the nizam Allah has set. A person who is born, till he dies, it's not that he never gets sick, he never gets a cold, he never gets a headache, there won't be any problems. Every person goes through difficulties. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam went through the most difficulties. So in whatever our condition is, we must be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He has decreed for us. But the important thing is Let us refrain from all type of sins. Let us not see in the back of our mind, it's only a minor sin, it's not a major sin. Let us not just allow our young children, our boys and girls, our sons and daughters, to frequent places which you and I know, the bottom of our heart, is not good for them. They're going to get lost. So how can we take them right near the fire and expect them not to get burnt? Why should we grieve and be remorseful later on? We as parents, we as grandparents, Allah has given us aqal, Allah has given us experience. We've been through the mal. And do we want the same mistake to happen to them? Where's the justice? So let us be merciful to them. Let us be kind to them. This deen is not boring. This deen is boring only for those whose heart has become darkened with sin. And therefore when you make dhikr, La ilaha illallah. Don't worry about the next person. Each one looks at our own heart. How filthy we are. How filthy I am. And I'm going to say, La, La, I'm washing out all the filth from my heart. Ya Allah, I angered you. The disobedience, the pride I have, the jealousy, the malice, the filth, the enmity, all this La, the power of that La is so strong, so strong, so strong, that it will actually remove those, that pride, as long as we are sincere, as long as we are loyal, our tawajjuh dhyan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The zikr does not have to be in any chorus or anything. Make our own zikr. Of course, in a beautiful way, we take the name of Allah, like how we're calling out our lover. We call our lover's name in the most beautiful way. We're calling out our Allah. So, La ilaha, and then illallah. When we're saying this, illallah, full that Allah's nur is coming into our heart. And every crevice and every area of the heart is being filled. It's being like a flood of water is gushing inside. It's absolutely pure, like how we have Zamzam water. It's filling our heart and making this heart so clean, so pure. That when we rise from here, when we stand up from here, after this gathering, we must feel connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must just wish we could sit for longer. But obviously we'll go back home, then we can't remain in that position. That is life. But again we make zikr, and again we make some fikr, and we make shukr, we make tawbah, istighfar. This is how we continue. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم When we take the name Allah, then just ponder, imagine and reflect and think that every single thing is saying Allah. The skies are saying Allah. The sun is saying Allah. The moon is saying Allah. The stars are saying Allah. The angels are saying Allah. The jinn is saying Allah. Man is saying Allah. The mountains are saying Allah. The oceans are saying Allah. The earth is saying Allah. The ground is saying Allah. The trees are saying Allah. The rivers are saying Allah. The insects are saying Allah. The birds are saying Allah. The animals are saying Allah. The dust particles are saying Allah. The atoms are saying Allah. Every single thing, even the hair on the body of a mu'min is saying Allah. Allah is such a beautiful name. There is no other deity in the world, in the universe, that ever had the name Allah. There will be nobody who will have the name Allah besides the true Khaliq, the true Raziq, the true Allah. And that is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu Allah 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 اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ 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 حاضری اللہ ناظری اللہ شاہدی اللہ معی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. اللہم لک الحمد کلہ ولک الشکر کلہ لا نحصی ثناء علیک انت کما اثنیت علی نفسک. اللہم یا اول الاولین ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد يا الله يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك, فاغفر لنا وتب علينا, فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا, أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. My most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah, my most beautiful Allah. Ya Allah, make us pious servants, my Allah. Make us naik, ya Allah. Make us salih, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us farma bardar, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours, my Allah. You become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. Hame tera bana le. Ya Allah, hum to bohat kamzor hain. Ya Allah, hum to bohat kamzor hain. Hum zaeef hain, my Allah. Ya Allah, lekin tu to qawi hai. Tu aziz hai. Tu ghalib hai. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have faulted, my Allah. We have wronged, my Allah. We have oppressed ourselves, my Allah. We have become disobedient to you, my Allah. We have committed major and minor sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have angered you, my Allah.
We have not appreciated the bounties you have given us, my Allah. Ya Allah, lekin hum nadi mein hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, hum toba karte hai. Ya Allah, we are making toba. We regret, my Allah. We are feeling ashamed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are pleading to you, my Allah. We are not turning to any other person, my Allah. Because there's nobody else who can assist us. Ya Allah, there's nobody who can give us hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are tapping at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not slam the door on our face, my Allah. Do not reject us, my Allah. Do not turn us away, my Allah. You are too merciful, my Allah. You are too kind, my Allah. You are too loving, my Allah. You are too tolerant, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghaffar al-dhunub. You are satar al-uyub, my Allah. You have concealed our sins, my Allah. All the wrongs we have done, you have not revealed us, my Allah. You have not revealed it, my Allah. You have not humiliated us, my Allah. You have not embarrassed us, my Allah. Ya Allah, our parents did not know. Our wives and children did not know. Ya Allah, you are well aware. But Ya Allah, you did not embarrass us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got such hopes, my Allah, that you will wash our sins, my Allah. You will forgive us, my Allah. And you will not embarrass us on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. You will not humiliate us, especially in the presence of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we need your hidayat, my Allah. We need guidance from you, my Allah. Every step we take, my Allah, you guide us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, your protection, your marifat, your qurb, your proximity, your closeness, my Allah. Hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Make us pak, saaf, my Allah. Ya Allah, you do it for us now, my Allah. Make the fasna of hidayat for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will lose nothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, the treasures are in your control, my Allah. You are wa'indahu mafatihul ghaib. Ya Allah, you've got the khazana of every single thing. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. This dunya is not even equivalent to the wing of a mosquito, my Allah. It is nothing for you, my Allah. You are the khaliq of dunya. You are the khaliq of jannat, my Allah. You are the khaliq of jahannam, my Allah. You are the khaliq of akhirat, my Allah. You are the khaliq of insan and jinn, my Allah. Of the skies and the heavens and the earth and the animals and every single thing, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have created billions and billions of creation, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not muhtaj, my Allah. You are not dependent, my Allah. You are samad, my Allah. You are bayniyaz, my Allah. You are full of praise, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. You don't need any person, my Allah. You've got no parents, my Allah. You've got no children, my Allah. You've got no wives, my Allah. You've got nobody, my Allah. You've got no family, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. You are ghani, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum faqir hai. Ya Allah, hum bikari hai. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. We need you all the time, my Allah. We can't breathe correctly, my Allah. We cannot breathe, my Allah, if you do not give permission to breathe, my Allah. We cannot walk, my Allah. We cannot even move our arms, my Allah. We cannot move our limbs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot even open our eyes, my Allah. We cannot see, we cannot hear, we cannot think, we cannot contemplate, my Allah, except with your will, with your power, with your permission, my Allah. You have been so kind to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge, my Allah, all the bounties you have given us. We confess and all our evils and sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for making us the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we show our gratitude, ya Allah, for all the things you have blessed us, especially you have given us iman, my Allah. You have made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you have given us rozi, my Allah. You have given us clothing, my Allah. You have given us shelter, my Allah. You have given us children, my Allah. You have given us beshumar ni'mat, my Allah. Do not snatch away this ni'mat from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be on sirat al-mustaqim now, my Allah. Ya Allah, the remaining part of our life, my Allah, just give this transformation to us, my Allah. Make us have and experience this transformation in our lives, my Allah. That now, ya Allah, we're only going to be good and kind people. We're going to have the soft hearts, my Allah. Remove from our heart the pride, jealousy, enmity, anger, love for dunya, love for haram, my Allah. Protect us from zina of the eyes. Protect us from zina of the private parts. Ya Allah, protect us from zina of the other limbs, my Allah. Protect us from riba and interest, my Allah. Protect us from all haram, from ghibat, from carrying tears, from causing disunity, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, the ummah is pareshan, my Allah. In Syria, they're being butchered to death every day, my Allah. Thousands and thousands have lost their lives, my Allah. How long is this war going to take place, my Allah? Ya Allah, show your mercy upon them, ya Allah. We have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you've got angels in those Mubarak places, Ya Allah. Those are lands of barakat, my Allah. Lands of your mercy, my Allah. Forgive the people, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help the, Ya Allah, those who are mazlumeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove the zalimeen from there, Ya Allah. Remove the tyrants, Ya Allah. The despots, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu unko halak kar do, Ya Allah. All those who are making zulam in the earth, my Allah. If hidayat he not ready for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu unko halak kar do, my Allah. Make Islam, Ya Allah, strong again, my Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become such that, Ya Allah, the disbelievers just upon seeing us, my Allah, we must see the truth of Islam. Let us display good akhlaq, the akhlaq of Rasulullah SAW. Ya Allah, let them not have the image that Islam is a religion of terror and terrorism, my Allah. Show them that Islam is a peace, loving religion. Ya Allah, we even show kindness to animals, my Allah. We show kindness to every person, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become good people, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us for all works of deen, my Allah. The work of da'wat and tabligh that is taking place, Ya Allah. Tu unki mahrat qabool farma, amur ta'am farma, make it be nafi', my Allah. Ya Allah, tazkiyah, the khankas, the mashayikh, they are making effort, my Allah. They are making la ilaha illallah. They are connecting themselves and the people to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them also, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu unko bi qabool farma, my Allah. Ya Allah, the madaris, makatib, darurum, Ya Allah. The institutions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your deen is being imparted, my Allah. Accept them also, my Allah. All good works, Ya Allah. Those prisoners, Ya Allah, who have committed no sin except they have stood on Iman, my Allah. They're languishing in prisons, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you may release them, my Allah. Unite them again with their family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah. Give them complete shifai, kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, my Allah. All the marhumin, Ya Allah. Especially our mashayikh, especially our ulama, and our relatives, my Allah. So many have passed away recently, my Allah. Our grandparents, Ya Allah. Our family members, Ya Allah. Give them, Ya Allah, complete maghfirat, my Allah. Give the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Give the marhum in the highest of stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us shahadat in your path, my Allah. Give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Give us baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah SAW on the day of Qiyam. Ya Allah, make him be waiting for us at the Kawthar, my Allah. With his arms wide open, my Allah. With a smile on his Mubarak face, my Allah. Make us go running to him, my Allah. Ya Allah, let him call us by our names and embrace us, my Allah. We just want to put our heads on his Mubarak shoulder, my Allah, and feel the coolness of his body, my Allah. Make him give us a Hawza Kawthar with his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannatul Rasulullah SAW with Sahaba Ikram, my Allah. Without any Hisab Kitab, without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. If you forgive us, if you guide us, fulfill our du'as, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you grant us Jannat, if you protect us from Azab of Qabr and Jahannam, Ya Allah, Rasulullah SAW will become happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we'll be in Jannat, we'll be happy, my Allah. You will become pleased, my Allah. Ya Allah, Shaitan will become displeased, my Allah. Displeased Shaitan, don't make us go into Jahannam with Shaitan, my Allah. Keep us far away from Jahannam. Ya Allah, protect us from every type of fitna and fasad. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our family members, our friends, our relatives, our muta'alliqeen, our musallis, Ya Allah, especially of this masjid, my Allah, especially of this town, my Allah, our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah, the elderly ones who keep on asking for du'as, my Allah. You are well aware, my Allah, of all our jais, muraz, my Allah. You are well aware of our intentions, Ya Allah, our hajat, Ya Allah, our needs, my Allah, our problems, my Allah, their social problems, domestic problem, financial problem, drug problems, there's zina, there's riba, there's disunity, there's bickering, there's family feuds. Ya Allah, there's so many things happening, my Allah. Remove all these mushkilat and difficulties from us, from our lives, my Allah, from the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Answer our needs. Fulfill our hajat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarin idha da'uk, rahman al-dunya wa al-akhirah wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughrina biha an rahmati man siwak. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين وجعلنا للمتقين اماما. يا الله, in these times of fitna and fasad, protect our iman, protect our youth, protect all of us, my Allah. Do not make us slip, my Allah, and become humiliated, my Allah. Those who are going for Umrah and gone for Umrah, so many, Allah. Make the ziyarat maqbool, my Allah. Make the Umrah asan, my Allah. Make it be such when they stand before Rasulullah. Ya Allah, he must be waiting for them, my Allah. He must become so happy, my Allah. He must be so pleased, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we go to Multazam, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, give us the tawfiq of Ya Allah.
basically you were just on your multazam and crying, may Allah for the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You had changed our conditions. Make us naik and salih, may Allah. Make us become pious, may Allah. Grant us an easy mawt, may Allah. Grant us an easy mawt, may Allah. Ya Allah, how long are we going to wait to see our Rasulullah? On the day of Qiyamah, don't deprive us, may Allah. In Jannah, don't deprive us of seeing you, may Allah. We don't have the good qualities of taqwa. We don't have the qualities of mu'mineen, may Allah. We don't have the qualities of good people, may Allah. Give us a good akhlaq, may Allah. Give us a good akhlaq. Give us halal, rosy, barakat, ya Allah, in our rizq, in our family. Open the doors of the asman of rizq, may Allah. Allahumma iftah lana abwaab rahmatik wa sahil lana abwaab rizqik, may Allah. Shower your rosy upon us, may Allah. Without much effort, may Allah. Give us halal, rosy, may Allah. Ya Allah, those whose ihsan is upon us, may Allah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, may Allah. Give them best of dunya and the best of akhirat. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله make us يا الله the مرجع في خلائق يا الله make billions and billions of people get hidayat through us يا الله make us be on hidayat and the means of hidayat يا الله give us إخلاص المقبولية يا الله give us إخلاص المقبولية يا الله give us إخلاص المقبولية يا الله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.